The title of the message is Easter and the Empty Tomb. I'm reading from Luke 24, 1 through 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living amongst the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of the sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and others with them who told this to the apostles. They did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen laying by themselves. He went away wondering to himself what had happened. What does the empty tomb mean to you and I? It is where the resurrection has happened. It is one of the most key and important events in Christianity. Paul saw the resurrection of his as the hinge point of his faith. Without that, he saw humanity still dead in their sins or in the underworld or Sheol without hope. Oliver Wendell Holmes said these words about life. "Life is a roar of bargain and battle, but in the very heart of it there rises a mystic spiritual tone that gives meaning to the whole. It transmutes the dull details into romance. It reminds us that our only but wholly adequate significance is as parts of an unimaginable whole. It suggests that even while we think we are egotists, we are living to ends outside ourselves." Easter, I say, with all the events that happen leading up to the resurrection and after, touches us as individuals and lets us also in an unimaginable place, much greater than ourselves. One does not need to understand all of the greater whole, the unimaginable, the greatness, to feel its power and to the individual personally, but it does touch us somewhere, somehow, you and I, on this Easter day. From the full-fledged doubter to the hardcore believer and everyone in between, Easter finds room for all of us. It has affected and is affecting all of our lives, even to this day. It has also affected every religion, nation, or race of people. Even though Easter has effects in us as individuals, it has, in my estimate, and I believe it is biblical, a global, a galactic, and even a universal has been affected by Easter. Principalities, powers, rulers in the heavenly realms, the gods were shaken and moved by the event of Easter. Jesus took his place of power at the right hand of the Father. The empty tomb is at the center of all of this. Without the empty tomb, Jesus would have just been another mortal, a great teacher that walked on this earth, and we would be left without hope. But the empty tomb also creates a theological problem, or problems. What happened to the body? Is still argued today. It depends on how you see the afterlife. What happens at death as to how you explain the empty tomb? Do you see it as a bodily resurrection in the life to come? Do you see it still as soul sleep, in which the soul sleeps in the earth until the end of the age and then wakes up? Do you believe that the spirit goes to be with Christ? And at the end of the age, you come and reclaim your body again? Or do you believe, as I do, when I lay my body down, it's done. It goes back to the earth, and my soul goes and takes on another garment. This creates a lot of theological arguments that still go on today. It's an unexplained event. You can say what you think happened, and you can believe what you think happened, but theologically, we are all over the page as to what happened to the body. It's a mystery at the very core of our Christian thought. If Easter is part of a greater whole, then does any one particular group have rights to its living love of redemptive power? To the power of resurrection, that it resurrects even the least of us, to the greatest of us, to all nations and to all races, the greatness of its power, no one and no one particular idea or theological perspective has the right, and I'm going to use this word, bogart its power or to hold it back. This is a problem. The empty tomb is more than a mere Christian event. Shouldn't it be embraced as a mystery? Shouldn't Christianity accept and embrace its mystery, its diversity, its love of difference? Or is this unridden colt of Palm Sunday, the donkey of peace, too much for humans to ride on? Is it that no one can ride this unridden donkey of Palm Sunday except Christ Jesus? And he continues to ride it. This new idea, this new concept of love and compassion, a peace, a new different way, which some 2,000 years awakened. Sometimes I think there are those who are riding the colt, and they deserve to ride the colt and hold its reins. I disagree. I think the wildness of the idea of what Christ has brought to this earth is broader than the human mind and heart can consume or to understand, let alone live. I think we should be glad to be in a spiritual wake some 2,000 years later, and to feel its cool breeze, the winds of change that still can change our hearts and minds and our souls. The empty tomb says to the winds of our thought, There is more to life than death. Life is more than just this, what you can see. I was greatly disturbed this morning as I got up and I heard about the bombings at Sri Lanka, church fire. They showed pictures of a statue of Christ in a Catholic church, I assumed. It had blood-spattered human blood on it. No, this was Sri Lanka that happened this morning. I didn't get to the fire of that yet. And it shook me. It disturbed me quite a bit. We've had black churches in Louisiana, I believe, that were set on fire. What is happening? Where is this peace in which we are to be ushering into the world? What is happening to Christianity along its path that people feel that they should burn and blow up churches? What have we done? I don't know if there's really a good answer to it. But I'm not sure that a lot of our theology creates the love and the passion and the understanding that Christ had in mind. I have used the words that we have theology of hate. When there are groups of people from the very foundation of the earth, a Calvinist point of view, that condemn people right from the beginning and the creation of earth, how can this be held hope out to everyone? It creates judgment against and segregates people off. How can this bring love and peace to a world that needs it so much? The message of Christ. The fire at Notre Dame, I was going to put a kind of a different positive spin on it, but this morning's event in Sri Lanka kind of deflated that a little bit. What happened at Notre Dame was not a violent act, but an event that could not be prevented, an electrical fire. So I have to look upon this that is a little different. But I thought throughout the week that maybe the Christian church needs to take its roof off. Maybe the Spirit needs to burn some of our roofs off. But I have to be careful how I say that, because I'm not condoning violence. I'm only saying this in a spiritual sense. And I thought maybe we would build a new roof on the Notre Dame Cathedral of glass so that we could see through it. Maybe we need to look up through our roofs, our theological roofs, into the heavens. What kind of roof are they going to build back onto this grand cathedral? Is it just a coincidence that it happened at this time of the year? A time of death and rebirth and resurrection? I'm not sure that that is really the case. Am I reading too much into things? Or should I just listen? Sometimes I just listen. I don't have to say one way or the other. Therein lies the mystery. What happened in today's reading? Do you think everybody understood and understood what happened that day? The women went to the tomb and they thought it was just another burial of another person when everything changed. It was not a normal day. The world was shook. The stone was rolled back and they didn't find the body of Jesus Christ. They wondered about this. a lot. They weren't sure. They doubted. They didn't understand. Do we understand the empty tomb? The mystery that lies in the empty tomb? When they saw the two angels, it says here, interesting in my reading, the men. I'm not really sure that that's a really good translation. Some translations it says angels. And they fell down to their feet. They shook in fear. It says, why do you look for the living amongst the dead? What does that say to us? That the tomb gives us hope that there's life beyond death. That death has no grip on us no more. Do we doubt it? Do we understand it? Do we wonder? Sure we do. All of us do. We're not sure. We're not sure as we pass from this life to the next, what happens? It says that they had to recall and had to tell them, the angels had to tell them that the Son of Man was to be delivered into the hands of sinners and to be crucified and to rise in the third day again. The galactic effects of what Jesus did reached up into the heavenly realms. I believe, as I said in the last several messages, there are hierarchies in the heavenly realms and we are but one little speck of dirt in this huge universe and beyond. And for a heavenly being to come here and to do what Jesus did, we should be considered ourselves to be blessed in a lot of ways. We are a chosen earth amongst earths, in my understanding. Because I believe that there's life beyond this earth, in this universe. And who knows what lies in a multiverse idea? It's so huge. I can't understand it. There still lies a mystery. The empty tomb helps me, and I hope it helps you to understand that there's more to life than when we lay our bodies down into the earth. The women were the first to see. But what did the men say? They saw the words as nonsense. Kind of humorous, isn't it? A little bit. From a man's perspective, I guess. Or from a human's perspective. I believe that Easter has a lot of symbolic meaning. And there's a lot of symbolism within the stories. And it has a much, much deeper meaning. And I see women as wisdom. As in the Old Testament. The Old Testament supports that idea. And I think in the beginning of the fall, the story of the fall of humanity, wisdom, which was represented by women, took a nosedive. And they rightly were the first, and it was the first, to see the wisdom come alive and be resurrected again. Peter, who ran and still didn't believe, still came away wondering. These people, ladies and gentlemen, who were with Jesus at the time, were confused. They didn't understand. They wondered. They doubted. They were unsure. Should we feel any different today? Don't we still have a question? The empty tomb leaves us wandering, doubting, and not understanding, but yet still believing. Christ has risen. The tomb is empty. Amen.
You have called us to bear witness to your good news. Let the gifts we dedicate and the lives we lead proclaim the glory of the risen Christ, in whose name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.